In North Africa, the Western Sahara conflict is one of the longest political and humanitarian crises in the world. The disputed piece of land lies on the Moroccan, Algerian and Mauritanian borders. It's claimed by both Morocco and the native Sahrawis, who want independence. Morocco has controlled the area since the late 1970s, while many Sahrawis took refuge in the Algerian desert. Aid agencies say their living conditions are deplorable. The BBC's Sally visited the Sahrawi refugee camps and sent this report.
Amongst the biggest of five camps where Sahrawi refugees live inside the Algerian territories. Right now I'm standing on a hill where I can see an endless number of tents and small houses made out of mud bricks. It looks very primitive here, although the people have been living for nearly 40 years. All the roads are unpaved. The inhabitants of this place lack almost everything. Food, clean water, gas, everything.
Tens of thousands of Sahrawis, or natives of Western Sahara, came to the Algerian desert four decades ago, escaping a military confrontation with neighboring Morocco. Since then, they have been stuck in limbo. We went to meet an agricultural engineer. Over the past 12 years, he taught some locals how to grow their own food. He was motivated by painful childhood memories.
When my mom served the food, it was only lentils, water and oil. So the food that is served to the animals there was better than what she served to me.
A whole generation of refugees has grown up in exile. Without international donors, they couldn't survive.
A lot of women have showed up here at an aid distribution center. They are getting ready to receive food aid. The distribution takes place twice a month. And in each time, every person gets 1.5 kilos of fresh vegetables. These food have been the lifeline for so many families here. But aid is already shrinking, and the portions of fresh food might become less and less over the next few years.